Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question from Errol from Turkey. Hello, my name is Errol. What is the best way of learning words? I am very confused about this subject. Can you give me some advice about learning words, please? Thank you for emailing us this very important question, Errol. There are many ways to learn words in English. Over the next 2 weeks, we will talk about learning different parts of speech, or word families, and using suffixes. Many language teachers say there are 8 different parts of speech in English. We will look at the 4 major parts of speech that include most content words. Nouns, adjectives, verbs, and adverbs. Nouns are people, places, things, or ideas. Adjectives are words that describe nouns. Verbs describe actions or states of being. And adverbs describe adjectives, verbs, or even other adverbs. In this simple sentence, we can see all 4 major parts of speech. Warm days have quickly come. Warm is the adjective that describes the noun days. Quickly is the adverb that describes have come, the verb in the sentence. We use suffixes after the base form or root of a word. The root is the simplest form of the word. We can use suffixes to change the meaning of words by adding them to the base form. So if we know one word, like a verb, we could use a suffix to change that part of speech to another part of speech. This idea is very helpful for learning new words. We can create several new words from a base form when we add suffixes. For example, if we have the verb to argue, we can add the suffix ment to make the noun argument. Or if we have a verb like create, we can add iv to the end to make the adjective creative. In this case, we drop the final e at the end of the verb and add the suffix. To turn some nouns and adjectives into verbs, we can use the suffixes -es or -afi. For example, beauty plus suffix -afi equal beautify. Remove the y and add the suffix. Organization plus suffix -eyes equal organize. We can drop the ending -ation, a noun suffix, to get the base form. Then add -eyes, the verbal ending. To turn some verbs into nouns, we can use the suffix -er, -ment, or -ation. For example, argue plus suffix -ment equal argument. Drop the e and add the suffix. Dance plus suffix -er equal dancer. Create plus suffix -ation equal creation. Drop the e and add the suffix. Some adjectives can also become nouns with suffixes -ity or -t. For example, responsible plus suffix -ity equal responsibility. Drop the e and add the suffix. We can also use the suffixes -ist or -ism to make other nouns. For example, active plus suffix -ist equal activist. Drop the e and add the suffix. Magnet plus ism equal magnetism. Some English teachers use a chart to show the possible words you can make using suffixes. Next week on Ask a Teacher, we will continue learning how to make new words by adding suffixes. And we will fill in the chart of words we have been talking about by making adjectives and adverbs with suffixes. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.